But I'm Liza,
I'm Riz.
and this is the Little Sleep
Much Reading Podcast.
And finally, from so little sleeping and so much reading, his brain dried up and he went completely out of his mind.
Meow, 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 meow.
We haven't said that in a really long time.
I know, it's kind of weird.
Here you go, Al. When's the last time we actually recorded?
May? No. June?
Yeah. That's kind of insane.
Isn't that wild?
It's really crazy.
It's weird that, like, we haven't recorded in a long time, but, like, people are still listening.
Are people, can you like, do you get updates that people are listening?
No, but I went and I looked the other day and it was like from the last 30 days, like 350 people had listened. And I was like, really,
Weird.
guys?
I guess people just, I wonder sometimes too how people find it. Like, are they Googling a certain book and then it pops up because we said it in the description? Or
Maybe.
like, they're Googling or like they're searching a genre. I don't know. How many monthly listeners do we have? Did you like, were you able to see?
Let me see. I could pull it up.
'Cause 365, like in 3 days, is kind of more than I thought.
That's a lot.
Hi, fans.
Hey, fans. We have a lot of Singapore listeners. Hi, Singapore.
They love, weren't we like a top podcast?
Probably. Which, like, why? What do you like about me?
What do you like about us? What do you think? Tell us. I love to be complimented.
So, all time, we have 3,969. And the
Wow.
30 days, 286. Don't know why.
What are we up to? Oh my
Most
God.
people are listening to us from Spotify.
Yeah.
I don't
That's
know.
something I can put on my resume to make me seem cool.
Absolutely, you can.
Thank you, fans.
And also, I know that it's not bots because RSS, the website that I use, like filters out the bot data.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know it did that.
It does.
Shout out to RSS. We never got back to that guy. He
What guy?
was like writing a medical drama book and was like, y'all wanna,
So
did you
many
remember?
people email us,
I
and
know.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. We have a niche. We don't have a niche because we'll kind of read a lot of different things. But I feel like when we want people to reach out and have us review their book, I do want it to be like Winterset Hollow.
Yeah.
Like that was the coolest time anybody ever reached out to us because that book turned out to be triggerly lit.
That guy was so cool.
Like anything weird, fiction, horror,
Yeah.
anything like that. Hit us up.
Oh, I read that for a book club and they hated it.
You're okay. I won't slander book club because they might be listening. But come on, guys. Come on.
They just. Book club, I love you. But you guys do not have the ability to just go on a ride.
No, you just need, this is the thing. Life is more fun when you just get on the ride.
Yeah.
Just get on the ride. Like barricade comes up, you sit down, the weirdo at the carnival teenager straps you in, pulls the safety bar down. Just go on the ride.
Go on.
Just do it. I was just thinking this the other day because The willful suspension of disbelief is just not alive like it used to be.
It's not.
And you see a lot of people talking about this on TikTok too, about like media literacy. Like, or like kids these days, but like people these days don't know how to read between the lines anymore. And they don't realize that like not everything is that serious. Like sometimes something is there just for fun, or because the even if it would makes the character a bad person, you have to put it in because the character would do that. Like, I don't know why that's hard for people to wrap their heads around.
I have two different sides to this.
Yeah.
A, I think that like the books that TikTok promotes, like so like Colleen Hoover blowing up, her books are not good, but people love them. People love them. And so I think that there's something about that that's like people are not reading for literature. They're not reading for whatever. They're just like, oh, this is quick and fast and good.
Right.
On the flip
Right.
side, though, why is Romantasy blowing up then? You're telling me you're gonna believe Ice Planet Barbarians, blue people with little knobs on the end of their friggin' wieters. Like, you could believe that?
Right. Right. I'm like, guys, come on. What is going on? Yeah, I used to get pissed about that in undergrad too, because you'd be writing a story and it would be like some kind of magical realism. And then somebody would be like, "Well, why do they have magical powers?" And I'd be like, "Why are your eyes brown?" Like, I don't know what to tell you. Just put yourself in the fantasy. Just go. Just.
Right, like,
But yeah, then why are some people like Ice Planet Barbarians? That sounds legit to me.
right.
Like.
Like, someone can read the entire series of like A Court of Thorns and Roses and not ask any questions.
Right.
But then, like, I don't know, someone scoops an eyeball out with a spoon and they're like, you can't scoop an eyeball out with a Coke spoon. Why not? Why not? Have you ever done it? Have you
Not.
tried?
Have you tried to scoop an eyeball out with a Coke spoon?
Don't think you've tried.
No, and I feel like you should try.
Clearly. So like there's just something that I have deep within me where I read a book and I'm just there for the ride. If the author tells me that the sky is purple, guess what? The sky is purple.
It is. I'll believe almost anything an author tells me.
Yeah.
Because that's my job as a reader. That's just
That's
the
how you have
rule.
fun with a book.
Right. And I don't think people question, unless there's an actual continuity error, that's an entirely different conversation. But
Right.
like, I don't think people are as have as difficult a time with film as they do with fic novels for some reason. Like, people will watch a horror movie and be like, sure, yeah. This all
Right.
makes sense. Like Jason, like Friday the 13th, sure, I'll take it. But yeah, just pretend you're like, it's like maybe these people also weren't good at playing. Do you remember when you were little and you'd be like, let's pretend that this, that. Maybe these people weren't good at doing that when they were little.
Should I ask them?
Yeah. Be like, were you guys playing realism games at recess, or were you pretending to be unicorns? Because we're two different kinds of people.
I also feel like this, it's not something that you can teach people either.
No, it's really not. And that's a really interesting conversation to have too, because like it's not about reading comprehension at all. You can teach someone reading comprehension for sure. It's an actual like nature, not nurture thing nearly to not be able to fall into a story or a movie or a scenario, you know?
Yeah.
That was like when I found out that some people can't see pictures in their head. And I said, what? That's sad. I'd be seeing pictures.
But you hear the voice too.
I hear the voice,
I
yeah.
hear the voice and I see the pictures.
Different voices, which perhaps I maybe shouldn't be sharing
I
with people,
also different
but
voices.
thank God we're on the same page. Life would be so boring if there weren't the voices and the pictures. I'm
If they weren't all
entertained.
talking to each other up in there.
They're going crazy. They're going nuts. Wow.
That's why you can talk to a brick wall and have fun,
Exactly.
and other people can't hold conversations at all.
Right. And that's what's wrong with the world. And that's why everybody should be more like Marissa and I.
Exactly.
Okay, episode over. The end.
Bye.
Bye. No, but for real, this is kind of our Halloween special. It is our Halloween special.
And you know what you need on Halloween? A little bit of fun, a little bit of whimsy, a little bit of willful disposition.
And all of that and more is available in the Dr. Wren Mueller, Dr. Wren Mueller series
Not
by
Mueller.
Mueller, Dr. Wren Mueller series by Elena Urquhart of Morbid Podcast.
Yay. She
Claps for her. She did it.
did it.
And now I think she has a whole series on her hands for real.
I hope so.
Like, not to spoil anything, but the way they left off the second book, there's definitely going to be a third.
Delicious.
I love a little. I will say, not that this matters, but I knew exactly what was going to happen about like 30 pages in. I said, I know how this is going to end. And there will be a third book. But I was still like pleased with the situation. But I just knew that it wasn't going to be like a. I knew how they were going to leave the cliffhanger, if you will.
Was it enjoyable still?
It was very enjoyable still. Wendy, I tried to take you out and you didn't want to go. So now you have to sit.
Little floppy ears.
You get angry very easily and you have no right. Okay. No, I had a great time with it. I think I liked the first one better, but I had a great time reading the second and I will be reading the third. And I think that's kind of all you need.
Yeah, I don't think you could top the plot twist of the first one.
It was so good. So, and I do think her knowledge of crime is really what makes her books good. Because actually, never are you like, well, that wouldn't really happen. Because all of her stuff is like pretty well based in real true crime cases that you're like, oh, yeah, I believe that this would occur. So that goes back to that combo.
Which is interesting because that's contrary to what book club said.
Book club. I have beef. Okay, let's get into it then. Like, so basically, you read, air quotes, because she had already read it, The Butcher and the Wren for book club last month, or this month, last month.
Yeah, last month.
Okay. Yeah, and just like how did that go? Like what were people not jiving with?
Okay, I feel like the biggest complaint that they had is that Louisiana does not have basements.
Okay.
And that is apparently, which maybe I'm stupid, but I did not know that, but that is apparently common knowledge to everyone.
Well, I didn't know that either, and I can see why you would think that they would, because they do have tornadoes down there, right?
I don't
I don't know. They have hurricanes, and so I can see why you wouldn't have a basement if you have hurricanes. But if you have tornadoes, then you would have a basement.
And I'm also like, it's kind of crazy to be like, nobody has a basement. I'm sure quite a few people have a basement, it's just a fortified basement.
Well, also, not to be an asshole, but like growing up, like we had like a basement, but it wasn't a basement. Like it was like a concrete area under the house that wasn't fully underground.
Yeah.
Who's to say they don't have that in Louisiana?
Right. So that was
Riddle me.
literally the biggest complaint that there's no basements.
That's a little ridiculous.
And that's what I'm saying, how like it you have to just go for a ride.
Right. Right. You can't think too much.
No. And I mean, like, I guess like with the mystery thriller, you should be thinking, but like not like you can't just be like, oh, nothing in Louisiana has basements. And then just like that's your argument. You know what I mean?
Also, your one, the bad guy, is a fucking psycho. Who's to say he didn't like build a basement?
Literally.
Like his whole bit is like playing games with people, and like he's literally a psychopath, like Criminal Minds level insane.
Yeah.
So I believe it that he built a basement.
I believe it too. I believe
Why
that there's
not?
fortified basements. It's a thing.
So that was her biggest issue.
Yeah, they also just said that it feels like it should have been like a CBS crime drama. And that she was trying so hard to make it like something that it wasn't. And I was like, no, but it was. But it actually was. Like it's
Right.
like this book was actually good, and it's actually a fun mystery with a good plot twist, which they were like, I didn't the plot twist didn't get me. I was just confused.
Oh
Right? Right?
no. What
And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, well, we just didn't realize what was happening.
the heck? Okay, that's just not paying attention. That is reading comprehension.
And like, I will say that, like, when I got to that part, I was also confused and I said, wait a minute, and flipped back and then flipped forward and then said, oh.
Which is not a bad thing. Like, I personally like being a little bit confused when I'm reading. I should be confused at least once.
Yeah.
Because that means that it was clever, usually. And honestly, in this era, true crime novel, or rather crime novel plot twists, are really hard to do.
Yeah.
Because honestly, everything has been done, or it happened in real life. And like that's the thing with like these crime TV shows like Criminal Minds, is you're like, okay, well, I knew this was going to happen because I heard this real true crime case, and I sure, like whatever. But like I don't know, like I thought Elena, for someone who could have been so easily influenced by all the true crime cases that she's consumed, it felt pretty original and like believable, but not like a case I had ever heard before.
No. And again, she has the knowledge not only like from true crime, but also from being like an autopsy technician, where I feel
Yes.
like all the pieces were really fitting together in such a good, realistic way.
Yes.
So to have a bone to pick with basements.
Like, that just feels like you're, what's the turn of phrase? Like you're grasping at straws.
Yeah.
Like you didn't like something about it, but you couldn't quite pinpoint what. Or you felt like you weren't supposed to like it because it was like cheesy. And so you were grasping at straws to have a problem with when there was actually not really anything you could have had a problem with.
Yeah. Which, like, I love when we come to book club and we talk about why we don't love books. That's so fun, but, like,
Ah.
let's make it good reasons.
Right. Because we are very much the type of person that's like, I might love a book that you might hate, and you might hate a book that I might love. Like, we're not the type of person that's like, oh, me and Marissa liked this, so that means it's good and everybody has to like it. Like, we're not that type of person. We are one person, by the way, me and
Of
you.
course, yes.
Two-headed calf. That's us. But yeah, you need to have a good reason for not liking something.
Yeah.
And let's talk about it, you know? Stinky.
Yeah, it was a little. Yeah. But like a lot of times in book club, I just kind of try to let them talk and I don't say anything.
Right. And that's probably how it should go.
Yeah.
So they didn't like it, so they won't be reading the second one.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think a couple of them might pick it up just because, like, there's this one girl in book club who I love. She's not listening to the podcast, but shout out Hannah just in case you are. She's so friggin' funny. She makes me laugh every time, and I love her. And I feel like she would pick the second one up just to read it for the vibes. You know what I mean? Like, she would read it so that she could be like, this is so funny.
Oh, good. See, and I like that.
Yeah, that's fun.
Because that's kind of what happened to us with A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yeah.
Is we were like, oh my God, this was so stupid, but I had literally the best time of my life reading it. So we read the second and then we read the third. Like, we will look at, did you read the fourth?
No. The fourth is the Christmas special. I was told not to read that.
I was also told not to read that. Did you read the fifth then?
No, but I did buy it just recently to read.
Because I didn't read. Yeah, I was told by the people that the fifth book is not that interesting because it's about Nesta and what's his bitch.
Cassian.
Yeah, and that Farrah and Reese are barely in it.
Which I hate. But like my friend Alexis is like, I love Cassian. And so this is, I love when it switches to Nesta. And I'm like, ooh.
I don't give two flying fucks about Cassie.
No, he was
Ask
the
the other
least
one.
interesting of the three.
Who's the other sexy guy?
Asriel?
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
And I would read a Morrigan one because she's a lesbian.
Yeah, absolutely, we would.
I don't care about that ginger twink.
I kind of liked him.
With the nice,
I thought his family dynamic was quite interesting.
he has that.
So,
He's more likable than Cassian, I think.
a little, just because he's Cassian feels like such a straightforward character.
Yeah, he's not interesting.
Yeah.
He's like hot, but
Maybe
that's
that'll change. I don't
no,
know.
no. We're off on a tip. Look, Wendy.
Oh, jump on the bed.
She really wants to be in the podcast today.
She's allowed to. She's our studio audience.
She loves crime, so it
Yeah,
makes sense. We love to do crimes, Wendy. She said, yep.
How come she no bark?
She never bark.
Never.
She sometimes bark if she like if there's a man at the door or something. But she's a really good girl.
I too bark when men come to door.
Me too. That's the only time I'd be bark, and not in like a fun bark. Like I'm bark. I'm like, ruff ruff, get out of my
Yeah,
house.
like man comes and speaks to you at the bar kind of bark.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she does that. But yeah, she's such a good girl. She sings a lot. She loves to
Oh.
sing, but she only does it when she's very happy.
Hmm.
And right now, she's kind of just chill. She got her head on the pillow. Oh, my little bestie.
Love it.
Okay, interesting. So that was book club's thoughts on The Butcher and the Wren.
Right, which I thought was a little unfair.
Yeah.
We need to be reading with some whimsy, but okay.
Read with whimsy. And for people who missed if people are confused, we read The Butcher and the Wren. Not last year, but the year before that.
Yes.
October 2022, we read The Butcher and the Wren. And you can go back to that episode. I think it was probably like our Halloween special that year too. If not one of our, we might have done like a month of Halloween that year.
Yeah, I think so.
But we like read it like the week it came. Like we were very excited about this because we love Morbid. So yeah, then that was 2 years ago. Then earlier this month, the second book in the series, The Butcher Game, which officially says The Butcher Game, a Dr. Wren Mueller mystery. So now we know it's like officially kind of a series. That came out at the beginning of, did it come out last month then? It came out halfway through September, maybe.
September 17th.
Ooh, you knew the exact date.
Yeah, I did.
She had that on lock. Did you guys get signed copies at your store?
Yes, we did, but I didn't get one.
Oh, I know. I don't think I got a signed copy of the first one. She came to Barnes and Noble Union Square both the first time and this time.
Why won't
So
you come to my store?
I know, go to Buffalo Queen. So yeah, do you want to hear about the second one, even though I won't give any spoilers?
Yeah, convince me to read it.
I'm going to convince Marissa to read the second one. So I don't exactly remember exactly how the first one ends, but basically, Jeremy, he's on the run. He escapes. And they think he might be dead at the beginning of the second one, but Ren is like, I know that bitch is not dead. And it's like, it hurt the way the book begins is like an interesting sort of case study on PTSD because she is having all these weird feelings about the entire situation. Like her husband, Richard, like he keeps being like, no, don't worry about it. Like Jeremy's gone. He's dead. He's not coming back. And she's like, I really want to believe my husband, but I have like this feeling in my bones that he's still out there. And she's having all these like nightmares, thinking back to when she was like, had been captured by him basically. And I hadn't forgotten, but I like had forgotten that they had had this whole previous weird relationship when they were both using different names. And that was obviously part of the plot twist. But I had like forgotten that it was like not necessarily romantic, but like it could have been romantic at a certain point. And so she's struggling with all those feelings as well. She's like, this is really bizarre because I'm like, there's like this monster that tried to kill me that has killed a bunch of women. And I previously used to be attracted to him and we had like a relationship basically. And I'm like, that is a really interesting like case study in and of itself. Like, you could probably do a whole book on that and not even have it to a big investigation. But of course, it's going to be a big investigation. And I guess for people who liked the New Orleans setting, it's not in New Orleans, the second one. It is in Massachusetts, which is actually where Elena's from. And it's basic, like, I grew up a lot in Massachusetts as well. So I thought it was fun to have a change of scenery. Like, I didn't necessarily know that was going to be a thing, but that's something that kind of like convinced me to get even more excited as the book went on because I was like, we're not going to be in the same setting as we were before. And it's like interesting to see all of these characters travel to a new setting that we haven't seen. I will say, if we're going to be picky, like book club, there were some slight plot holes when it came to things taking place in Massachusetts that I was kind of shocked occurred because she's from there. And so I thought she was on top of that. One thing that's kind of fun is, Marissa, I don't know if you were ever in any classes with me where I had written The Juniper Tree. It was like a YA novel idea that I had that was like a retelling of the short story, I mean the fairy tale The Juniper Tree, but in like a modern setting. I don't think you weren't in that class, but
Okay, well, send it to me.
let me go find it and I will. Because I really liked that story a lot, actually. But yeah, that took place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. And this took place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Which is, I was like, Elena, we're like kindred spirits. We both thought to do that. And I can see why she did it. The reason I did it is because there's like a creepy old insane asylum in Great Barrington that reminds me of the insane asylum in my hometown, but I didn't want it to take place in my hometown. But I can see why the whole story sort of takes place in the mountains in the Berkshires of Massachusetts, which is like a very different setting than the bayous of Louisiana. And I think she did that on purpose because you're getting to see Jeremy operate in territory that he doesn't know as well. And I think that's important. You also get introduced to a brand new character
Slay.
in the prologue. So the first perspective you get is somebody you don't even know, which I thought was really cool. And that character obviously is carried throughout the text, in a really interesting way. But that character is also part of the reason why Jeremy flees to Massachusetts in the first place. He does have like a little bit of a familiarity with Massachusetts. And because of that, this book has flashbacks in a similar way the first book has flashbacks to like when Jeremy was younger. So that's kind of interesting. The other weird, like the two weird continuity errors that I was like, girl, why'd you do that? It's like they go to Salem first, which is just nowhere near Great Barrington. It's on the complete opposite side of the state. And this is not a spoiler, but it's because they think that Jeremy's been in Salem. And it's like, that's actually something I don't know if they ever fixed, figuring out that it was or wasn't him. But that just felt a little silly. Like, I feel like she was like, I love New Orleans and I love Salem and I want both of them to be in my books. But that was just a little goofy. The other thing that kind of I'm like sounding like
A
your
little
book
bit.
club
No, that sounds a little bit goofy.
now. But the other thing that made me upset was there's this moment where they're talking about this cliff in the mountains in Great Barrington where Mohegan woman like jumped off the cliff. And Mohegans are from southeastern Connecticut. Did you hear one thing? Just after we were talking about it. Mohegans are from southeastern slash central Connecticut, N nowhere near western Massachusetts. There would have not ever really been a Mohegan woman in western Massachusetts. There would have maybe been a Nipmunk woman or a Mohawk woman, but there would not have been a Mohegan. And I felt personally attacked by that information for some reason. So that was my two, those were my book club pet peeves.
Love it.
If I was going to be at your book club, that's what I would have said. There were no basements in this one though.
Ooh.
In case you needed to know. But yeah, the aesthetics of it was still really cool. There's like a weird like fairground scene that was really lit. There was a weird like lake scene that reminded me of Friday the 13th kind of like, and it was really gruesome. Like I hadn't really rec I knew the first one was pretty gory. I had like remembered that. But like as I was reading that, I was like, oh my God, like she really like doesn't hold back, which is fun for people who like, I think a lot of times, I don't know why, but in like crime fiction, sometimes the crimes happen like off stage. And Elena doesn't do that. Like she's puts it front and center, which is why I think it's weird that someone would interpret it as like a CBS crime show, because it's very much like it could be a horror movie. Like I would, even though it's crime, I would put it leaning more towards horror than like cozy. It's not a cozy mystery. It's like pretty scary. But yeah, that all of that was really good. The plot twist was probably technically good, but like I said, I saw it coming. And I think she kind of wanted you to see it coming because, like I said, she introduces you to a new character, and the first chapter in the book is from their perspective. That kind of tells you everything you need to know that this character is going to be like pretty important. And you'll see kind of how that like comes into play throughout the book. But I don't know. It's possible that she did that on purpose and she didn't need there to be as big of a plot twist in this one. All that said, there was an actual huge plot twist that made me very upset that I accidentally text than Marissa about because I thought she had already read it and she had not. So there is a plot twist. Get ready to have your life ruined by it. But the way the cliffhanger happens, I think you might see coming, but it's still really cool. And the character that has to do with the cliffhanger is a really interesting character study, and it could make for a really interesting third book and get into all sorts of like social commentary in a way that I think is really cool. So yeah, that is me, I guess, convincing you to read The Butcher Game. Are
Well, I'm
you
definitely gonna read it.
gonna read it?
I'm definitely gonna read it.
You're convinced? Were you gonna read it anyway, even if I didn't convince you?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting that she like disorients you like that by putting in a completely new character in the beginning. I think it's a really good way to like show you like, yeah, she had like a killer plot twist in the first book, but like she's gonna keep on doing something unexpected. You know what I mean? She's gonna keep on
Yeah.
like disorienting the reader and like throwing something new at you every time.
Yeah.
I think you kind of need that, especially when you do a mystery thriller crime series that's gonna continue. Like, you don't want it to be like to become like a bestseller in the way that some of them have.
Right. Yeah, like you don't want it to be like who's a prominent crime fiction person that kind of just does the same thing every time?
Like Patricia Cronwell and the Scarpetta series,
Yeah.
or like Louise Penny sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
totally. Yeah, she's doing something different. And it was interesting too because at the end of the book there's a whole thing of her and at Ash talking about the process this time, and she was like, she planned this one out a lot more. Like, I guess the first one she was kind of just freeballing it, and then this one she like was creating, like she was like joking around that she had like a almost like the cops when they're doing like a whiteboard to like track their serial killer. Like, she was like, she did it, it was way more planned, which I think is cool. Like, it shows that she's not just hinging on the popularity of the podcast nor the popularity of the first book. Like, she actually really wants to do something different.
Yeah.
And I think the third one, I mean, has the potential to be more like Silence of the Lambs, and that's kind of all I'll say. But
Love
it
it.
The way the second one ended, I was like, okay, bitch, I see you, Miss Clarice. I do wish she did not autopsy one body.
Oh.
She was like at the crime scenes for a few instances, so there was some like medical terminology of her like analyzing what had happened. But I hope there's more of that in the third one because I do think it's important that she's a autopsy tech. Like,
Yeah.
that feels like what part of what makes
That's
Ren.
so good. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not just another female detective or FBI agent or, whatever. Like, she's different. She built different.
She a victim and she an autopsy tech.
She a victim and an autopsy tech. We love to see it personally.
It.
So yeah, that's kind of kooky crazy.
Honestly, I'm gonna read it.
You have to read it.
I'm gonna read it.
I don't know if you remember this. Last time with the first one, I had made like a convincing you to read The Butcher and the Wren based on vibes alone, and I'd like found like newer, like gritty kind of New Orleans
Oh, yeah.
images. I might do that again on TikTok, but with this one.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because different aesthetics. Also, I forgot, is John the detective, is he gay?
Yes.
Okay. Because they don't mention it in this one. And I was like, this guy's so gay. And I was like, wait, am I just like projecting gayness onto him? Or did they mention that in the first book?
Well, I'm pretty sure I thought that because her husband in real life is named John,
Yeah.
I kept like thinking that they were going to be in a romantic relationship. And then
Yeah.
it turned out he was gay. And I
Yeah,
was
he
like,
was
oh.
gay. And she has her husband already, who's clearly based on John.
Right.
Like, Ren is obviously Elena, and Richard is obviously John. And I wonder if her friend, the girlfriend that I can't remember the name of, is kind of supposed to be Ash.
Yeah.
Not that that has to happen,
Kind
but
of does.
it naturally just does. Which I love. Like, that's why I love that our friend group is all writers, and like the other friends I've made, like out from work and stuff, are writers too, because like you find yourself or other friends of yours in their stories, and it's so fun. Like,
It is so fun.
that's such a wholesome part about being a writer, is being able to immortalize your friends.
Stop. I will cry right here, right now.
Crying on a Wednesday. What else is new?
Have you been writing?
Good question. No. I was like, I think I was so focused on my dissertation that there was not a creative juice in my body.
Yeah.
But I did send two different stories to two different fiction competitions.
Yay, that counts.
That's something. Have you been writing?
No.
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 We don't really do that anymore, but that's
We try. We're just busy
okay.
girls.
We turned into adults, and we had to have adult jobs and adult school and adult relationships, and that's just like, if I could turn back time, like I wouldn't turn back time, because we're on a roller coaster that only goes up. Shout out to fucking John Green for saying that one. But we were like just so silly when we were in undergrad. Like, of course we were writing. We had all the silly time in the world to
Yeah,
do.
I miss it.
It was th that was our whole, like, our homework was just to be silly, goofy writing stories.
Yeah.
And they don't do like that no more.
I miss that.
Now we do practical things in schools.
I would like sell my pinky for that again.
I know. This is why we just need to start our commune, and it'll just be like a writer's retreat, but also we'll just be watching movies and bad reality TV show with all our friends, and making pasta and sauce.
That was so nice.
So nice. Oh my God, the other day I was thinking about the buffalo, like not buffalo dip, but the dip from buffalo.
Bison dip, yes.
Oh my God, I need it. If you come to New York in November, you have to bring it.
Okay, I
I'm
will.
obsessed with that damn dip.
It's so good.
It's God's most bestest creation.
It really is.
Like, slay.
So good.
Well, that's that on that.
That's the tea on the tea.
And we don't really have a next week, because we kind of got to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, we're planning new things.
We're planning, there could be like, you could be walking into Little Sleep in 2025, and you'll be like, oh my God, what is going on? But
Yeah,
hopefully,
this is
in a good way.
crazy.
And I was thinking too, like, perhaps we need a Little Sleep book club. I don't know how
Yeah.
we would do that, but it's something to consider.
I think we could definitely do it.
Like, would we get people to like write in their thoughts, and then we'd share them? Or I don't know. It's mu much to think about.
Much to think about.
Oh, now Stella's here. Do you want to see
Hi,
Stella?
Stella.
You see her?
Hi, little Stella girl.
Stella. She's such a little tiny thing.
She needs help getting on the bed.
I know, she's just small. What are you doing the rest of the day?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Relaxing.
Yeah. I just
Yeah.
cook dinner and then watch scary movie probably.
That sounds great.
I watched a terrible scary movie last night.
What was it?
It was called Tarot. It's on Netflix.
Oh,
It was
I
one of the
didn't see that.
worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Did you see Black Christmas?
No, but I've always wanted to watch it.
Watch Black Christmas.
Okay.
Did you see the one with the hand?
Talk to me.
Yeah.
No, but I really want
Okay,
to.
I started that and didn't finish it.
Because it was too scary.
Because I was watching it when I was at my grandpa's house and the light shut off by itself and it freaked me out. And then I was like, I'm just gonna go to bed. So I just went to bed and then I realized his lights are all on a timer.
Oh, dude, I would have shit myself.
Yeah, but so
Because
I never did it again.
you didn't finish it.
No.
I heard it was really scary.
It was pretty damn good, so
Ew, I gotta watch it. It's the season.
it is the season.
Yeah. What did I just watch also that was kind of scary? I don't even remember. But I really want to watch I Saw the TV Glow.
Oh yeah.
That looked really good. And I really want to see The Substance.
I don't know that one.
It's like Demi Moore is in it and
Ooh.
Margaret Qualley.
Ooh.
And it's like body horror.
Oh, I love it.
So we gotta watch that.
What are you being for Halloween?
Oh my God, really good question. Also, the other movie I watched recently that was bad was Smile.
Oh, it was bad?
Yeah, I hated it.
Oh.
Did you see it?
No.
It was not good.
Oh.
I'm being, did you have Lisa Frank stuff when you were growing up?
Yes.
Oh my God. So I'm being the Lisa Frank angel kitty. Like she's the cat with the halo and the angel
Oh
wings.
my God, I love
No.
it.
And I'm really excited.
That's a lot of fun.
What are you gonna be?
I have two costumes. My work costume is going to be Pete the Cat.
I knew you were I love it.
And then my going out costume with Nick, I'm going to be Melanie Daniels and he's going to be Mitch Brenner from the Birds.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
That is so good. Wait, are you gonna have a fake bird?
Yeah, Nick's gonna make them.
Dude, I'm obsessed with that.
I know. I'm really excited. I can't believe I
I'm
convinced him to do
lit.
it.
I'm lit, and
Like,
I
no
love
one's
it.
gonna know what we are. And I was like, I don't care. And the
Who
people who do
cares?
know are obviously cool.
Right. You don't want to hang out with people that don't get it.
Nope.
Also, that's half the fun is being like, oh my God. When someone's like, what's your costume? And you're like, bitch, sit down.
Right.
Because I'm gonna learn you
I'm
something.
from the fucking Birds, bro.
Bruh. Dude, also Pete the Cat is gonna be so
I know. I'm
cute.
excited. My
I'm
little ears came the other day.
so excited. Are they little blue ears?
They're blue ears. I just can't decide if I'm gonna wear like my, because I have like a yellow dress. So I can either wear my yellow dress and put the buttons on the yellow dress, or I can wear my raincoat, because I have a yellow raincoat. And put the buttons on that and then just wear like blue leggings
Yeah, you could do that.
and then like a blue turtleneck.
You could totally do that.
So I don't know which one I'm gonna do, whether I'm gonna do the dress or the raincoat, but we'll see.
You can't go wrong either way. It's gonna be
No, I
freaking
don't think so.
adorable. Do we know what Silvio's being for Halloween?
He's being Beetlejuice and he's so excited to tell everyone.
Oh my God, he likes Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
That is so cute. Oh, yay. Tell him I have an entire bag, little tiny bag filled with coins to give him.
He's gonna be so excited.
He's gonna love it. There's pounds, there's euros, there's a wild card in there. That'll be a fun little surprise.
Ooh.
So get ready, Sylvie.
He's gonna love it.
It's my boy. All right, kids. Well, we'll see you probably in 2025.
We love you.
We love you, unless we do a Christmas special, which could always happen.
It could definitely always happen. That's always up
Anything
in the
is possible if you just believe.
There we go.
That's
Theme of
it.
the episode.
And we'll see you when we see you.
Bye. Domingo.